This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Good Day Health on the air with Dr. Jack Stockwell. I'm Doug Steffen, here for another week of info, all kinds of ways for us to probe into what's going on in the world of medicine, give you some alternative thoughts about it. Jack is the proprietor, along with his wife, Mary, of a clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. He is the board-certified NUCA chiropractor for all of Utah and elsewhere as well. He's also a GAPS practitioner. If you don't know what NUCA is the upper cervical area from your shoulders into your head that needs to be, as they've proven, it would seem, Jack, anyway, without a shadow of a doubt, that this is the most important part of your spine, as it, and it's only the size of the stem that you work on is the size of a quarter. That's what keeps our head onto our body. That's pretty amazing when you think
about it. Well, it is, and it's also the thickest area of nerve tissue outside of the skull at the top part of the neck. Right. You know, as you come down each spinal segment, as you come down the spine, more and more nerve roots are coming off till you get down towards the bottom, and there's not, you know, a whole lot of thickness left. But right there where I do my work at the base of the skull, it's the spinal cord is very thick, and misalignments of the head and neck together can cause disaster throughout the entire body.
Yes, as we found out firsthand.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, we have.
You're not so disastrous anymore.
No, I'm not so disastrous, but I am in need of... See, that's the thing, though. When you go to chiropractors, some of them, and I would like you to address this, because I don't think we ever have on the air. A lot of chiropractors sort of tell you, we'll adjust this week and next week, but you keep going to them, or that's their recommendation, come next week and we'll adjust this. And it feels to me like over the years, I've been going to chiropractors for probably 35 years, mm-hmm. and I got into it. It's almost like an addiction. You need to have, and you can feel it when they, you know, whatever it is that they manipulate, for example, your back, when you're on your stomach and a regular chiropractor adjusts your back, they push down and get all of the vertebrae in line, that sort of thing. And then they adjust your neck, and they can adjust your feet, yanking on your legs, all that stuff, which seems to make sense. But if it's done over and over and over again, I always wondered whether or not it didn't wear out the joints and make them more susceptible to needing this sort of treatment.
Some chiropractors are more gentle than others, and some chiropractic can be kind of rough. Yeah. There's a reason why there's 70,000 chiropractors in America now, with only 15% usage by the population. 15%.
Oh, yeah, with the AMA at odds with many doctors who are saying that the virus can be handled handily by a Z-Pak and malaria. It's not good for everybody. If you have a heart problem, there's a certain kind of heart condition that it ought not to be used for. But to have people say it's untried, unproven, is an outright lie.
Oh, yes.
That's not what has happened in France, many other countries that are doing this. So to hear doctors, these arrogant SOBs that are American Medical Association hacks, tell people that they ought to be very careful of this. If you've got any kind of relationship with a doctor and he or she knows what's going on in your body, and by the way, that's your responsibility. You should know what's going on in your body. But to have these trials held up, or the use of this stuff in America, which is the only place on the planet this stuff isn't being used for, it just is astounding how much sway the AMA has. And I go back to why I brought it up in the first place, because they stopped in their tracks the spread of chiropractic until the public just said, look, we're fed up with this. And so they had to back off, and the insurance companies had to start paying, right?
Well, chiropractic's the number one competition to drugs.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The number one competition in America. And so it's a battle for turf. It's a battle for influence. It's a battle for not necessarily control.
Yeah.
But it's who are you going to go see? Most of the people that I see now are people where medicine just didn't work for them.
Yeah.
painkillers yep. didn't work for them. Mm-hmm. Drug after drug after drug didn't work for them. So they come in, and here's the whole the 100 years ago, before they got into chemical based antibiotics, the main thing that medical people did 100 years ago was dietary control, dietary changes.
Food is medicine. Hello, ding ding ding.
But when the drug industry moved into it. And remember, all the major drug companies today were the dye-making companies of 100 years ago because dyes were, used as much back then as it is today. Clothing dyes, fabrics, this paint, all this stuff. Well, they started moving into the drug industry once they found out that, hey, man, we found a new cash cow. Yeah. And, of course, that, through the efforts of Morris Fishbein and the AMA back in the 1930s, just completely brought it under control.
Yeah, all payoffs. Yeah. And remember the stuff that what we're talking about, rugs, the dyes that are in rugs, that kind of stuff. That's where they made your drugs. How about that, boys and girls?
Yeah, they moved into Hoffman LaRoche. These kinds of companies like this were the major dye companies 100 years ago.
Yeah. In a moment, Jack and I are going to talk about a product that happens to be the standard process supplement of the week. We're going to highlight why this particular supplement is important for you. We have one every week. Talk about how to get it, what it's good for, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, as we continue here. Here's something else that's good for you. Keeping your bedrooms clean and free of bugs. And I know that sounds gross, but if you saw the kind of stuff that grows in your pillows or grows in your mattress or grows in your sheets, oh, my God. Those things, they look like little crabs that you can't see because they're microscopic. But they crawl around in your body and on everything that you're sleeping in. It's just gross. So, and, not only that, that's the reason to have the pillows you can wash and dry all the time, the MyPillow pillows. But now, as we understand what's going on with the coronavirus, we know that that needs to be addressed all the time. You got to keep your sheets clean. You got to wash the pillows and dry them. You can't do that with any other pillow in the world other than the MyPillow. The rest of them are all full of stuff that you can't wash. Can you imagine putting a down pillow into the washing machine? Yeah, you can do that, and then you can throw it out when you take it out of the washing machine. Doesn't work. MyPillow has towels, all kinds of pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillow. Everything is now at 66% off when you use the promo code DJV. So let's make your home safer. Get the only pillow you can wash and dry. I'm doing it with mine about every week or so. And the deal is that when you're buying the standard size, queen size, platinum premium pillows, you can buy up to 10 of them for $24.99. Imagine the savings from $69.99 to $24.99. What a great service Mike Lindell and MyPillow are creating for you during this tough time. So till the end of the month, use the promo code DJV, save up to 66%, pretty much everything in the catalog at MyPillow.com.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking garlic, and it works.
I've been taking garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030. This is what Flo from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
Hi, did you know that you can get a quote on your motorcycle insurance in under 3 minutes at Progressive.com? And did you know that saying hi makes even bad news sound good? Hi, you have high cholesterol. Hi, you're fine.
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
Hi, there's no more pain.
Even our commercials sound better on a bike. And with basic policy starting at $75 a year, Progressive helps keep you on yours. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Continuing on now with Dr. Jack Stockwell. I'm Doug Steffen. So our product of the day, the supplement of the week, in fact, is something you've been holding out on me, Jack, because I figured I should have this for its very nature. I don't know that I can pronounce it. How do you pronounce this? Amphiplex?
Amphiplex.
Amphiplex.
Yes.
All right. So this is the first time we've ever talked about this on the air or off the air, and I'm going to scold you and Mary for holding out on me because it seemed to me this is something that I should be using and talking about because I need support, as do we all, for our lungs now. So how does this work? Where did this come from?
Well, it's a food-based supplement. It's designed to feed the lung tissue. The kind of nutrition that the lung tissue needs to rebuild itself, especially when you're under stress, under some kind of infectious process that's taking place. So it's an excellent source of vitamin A and riboflavin and niacin and vitamin B6 and other vitamin Bs, a good source of vitamin D. And it supports the central nervous system, supports cellular energy, but it helps the body to be able to get rid of the respiratory secretions. And as we call that an expectorant. An expectorant is an herb or some kind of compound that helps you to loosen up the junk in your lungs and
get isn't that Mucinex is an expectorant? It's not natural.
Yes,
it's chemical.
No,
but isn't that what it is?
But that's what an expectorant is, exactly.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So for some reason, you lost 20 points with me because you never told me about Amphiplex before, but I'm expecting now.
Well, your Amphiplex is in the mail today.
On the way. What a wonderful thing, though. When you think about food-based support for your body, I thought I've seen it maybe four or five times, and just now I'm trying to recall where I've seen it, but I've seen it a number of places. People underscoring now, under the current conditions, how food is medicine. And those who are trying to find things to go to, you buy them where you buy them, bring them home and cook them. Things that are good for you. Instead of putting the pounds on eating pizza every night or whatever it is that you're doing, the business about eating healthy foods, now is the time. Boy, this is really, if there ever was a time. And you know what else I read? I wondered about this, Jack. There's some kind of a brain molecule or something that's affected by fat. The more fat you have in the body, the less likely this thing in your brain is to work. If it deadens this sensor in your brain, it encourages you to eat more fat and eat and eat and eat and eat. So when it's very interesting how Mother Nature, God, or whoever, however you want to ascribe this whole thing that's not by accident, how the body works. But
fat is essential to our diets. The problem is we're getting too much of the wrong
fat. The wrong fat, yeah. Right, because fat is not fat.
Well,
fat is
we get too much
kind of
the
fat.
Well, that's true, and there's too many vegetable oils in our diet that we're not designed to eat vegetable oils.
Yeah,
the kind of oils we should be eating is what we were eating again 100 years ago when we didn't have heart disease, and we were eating chicken fat, bacon fat, other kinds of fats, butter fats that we would have to fry our foods with 100 years ago. When, like I said, heart disease never even started showing up in the New England Journal of Medicine until about the beginning of the second decade, around 1911, 1912.
The food, you go back to Amphiplex for a minute.
Yes.
The food-based, everything is standard process is food-based. And so when you get these things in your body, it'll support the things that need to be supported and used to be supported, as you're pointing out, by just eating the natural way. We have so much processed food now. So maybe you need to get yourself off of that and find some good supplements. Dave, by the way, take the today, make it your business to take
the symptom survey
at Jack's website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Let's find out what's going on in your body. 21 after the hour.
Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Good Day Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell. I'm Doug Steffen. Our weekly get-together to overview what's going on. We have a podcast. Jack has one that is at ForbiddenDoctor.com all the time. There are a number of hundreds of them, as a matter of fact. You can do the research. If you have a problem going on, go to ForbiddenDoctor.com and look and see what podcast there is there that may strike your fancy and help you out. Then we also have our podcast, the Good Day Health Show podcast, and the most recent visit we had with Jack prior to this one, we talk about the restrictions that had been lifted on blood donors. A lot of us are just now trying to figure out how we can give blood. It's still very difficult to do that, but at any rate, it's a way for you to be a good citizen, also help a lot of people. The blood donorship thing, the drives are very important. We also talk about sugar and smoking in this podcast, and what it does to the lining of our lungs and to our bodies in general. So we talked about Farafood last week. How is that available? That's for the red blood cells, as we explain. So that would be a compliment for Enfaplex, right?
Well, certainly, yeah. Because with the Enfaplex, you're increasing lung function. With the Farafood, you're increasing the level of hemoglobin in the blood to carry the oxygen that a better functioning lung is going to provide. Yeah. So they're kind of like sister ingredients to go together.
Smart thinking. Now, somebody asked me in conjunction with this, by the way, the podcast available at gooddayhealthshow.com, also wherever you get your podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, you know, those places that have a Google Play, iHeartRadio, TuneIn is the best place to get a lot of the things that are connected to any of the programs that I do. So anyway, elderberry juice. Does elderberry come? Is there a product that's that as elderberry? Is there a derivative
standard process or MediHerb? MediHerb, but you know what? I don't think so because elderberry is good for a lot of things. It's good for the lungs, but they focus mostly on hawthorn. Because hawthorn is a well-established tonic for the heart. Mm-hmm. So,
right. Well, I think I've used elderberry for a while because I think it enhances my immune system. That's what I think. So, It is. There are so many different things. That's why we try to point out the differences between these various supplements. And the basic bottom line is that Standard Process grows all the things that they use in all of their supplements right on their big farm.
Absolutely.
Is it Illinois somewhere?
It's in Wisconsin, southern Wisconsin, in the Kettle Moraine area.
Right. This week, we've celebrated International Laughter Day because we realize how important it is to laugh often, to laugh loudly. I don't know what you're doing. What do you and Mary do to laugh? Sometimes you and I, when we're together, we have great laughs together. Yeah. We have things that we find amusing. But
yeah.
What about, we all know about food being healthy for us, but isn't laughter also great?
Well, it is, because there's great hormones. There are neurotransmitters. Anytime in the hippocampal area of the brain where your emotional centers are, your emotional life, there's things called enkephalins and other kinds of hormonal-based neurotransmitters that give you a sense of wellness, a sense of well-being, a sense of fullness as far as effulgent emotions, things like this are concerned. Because there's hardly anybody who goes through a series of jokes, even if they're just jokes, or the simple act of watching somebody they fell down or they bang their head, something like this. The laughter generates the profusion of these neurotransmitters that you're just happy for as long as that cascade runs its course.
Cackle, guffaw,
yes.
Laugh.
Yes.
With your family, too.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On Friday, governors continued to complain there's a lack of sufficient testing to track coronavirus cases in their states, and they need testing to begin the first phase of reopening. The question of whether states should move at their own pace to ease coronavirus restrictions was answered by Vice President Mike Pence.
We believe today that we have the capacity in the United States to do a sufficient amount of testing for states to move into phase one at the time and manner that they deem to be appropriate.
President Trump says, if we follow the guidelines, we can get through this.
Certain states are going to come online, and they're going to start the early stages of the puzzle that we're putting together, and it's going to be together sooner rather than later.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Moving along now, second half hour of our Good Day Health visit this week with Dr. Jack Stockwell. He and Ken Kronos every week appear on Good Day Health with different points of view aimed at solving the same problems, basically. Now, a lot of people, I know you're not a fan of vaccines, and I'm not of most of them, but I am eager to have a vaccine for the coronavirus. And I'm wondering, you know, how we put vaccines together. I'm looking at a problem that's been presented. Apparently, there's some relationship between measles in youngsters and the coronavirus. I'm not sure what it is. I'm not sure I've understood it. But a lot of poor countries around the world are having to deal with measles and not worry about the virus. Well, if you're in a country where a lot of people don't travel to, the virus isn't bad anyway. It's not, you know, it's not effective. It isn't. You look around in Africa, there's nobody got the virus there, most of anything.
No, that's almost non-existent.
Right. Okay. So, but measles are. Is there something that, out of the corner of my eye, I saw some UN report that suggested that in the countries that are poor, that don't have coronavirus, there still is a big risk for measles.
Remember when we were kids and somebody in the neighborhood got measles? What did the parents do?
Measles and mumps. They put them at home and wrapped them up in their blankets, and that was
it. Well, they did, and they send the other kids over to sit there and play with them for a few minutes so they could get the measles.
Yeah.
And they would be, you know, a headache, stomach upset. They get little rashes that last for a few days, and then they have lifetime immunity.
Yeah.
The whole idea of being exposed to relatively harmless viral influences like mumps and measles and chickenpox as children is to be able to develop a strong immune system so when they run across something really dangerous in their adult life, they have an immune system that's really ready to take care of it. You're not going to get rid of measles. Measles is going to be everywhere. So is chickenpox. So is the mumps. So are these childhood things. But if you have a population that suffers from malnutrition, like some of these places around the world where you see these big outbreaks, and then there are fatalities, it's almost always in areas of horrible nutritional status where their own innate immune systems simply do not have the component ingredients that are necessary for a strong immune response.
All right, so measles is transferred. Coronavirus now, we understand, was, what, 27 feet now? If you sneeze or cough or something, the thing spreads out for a lot further.
Oh, yeah, a good unprotected sneeze, you could project it 30 feet across the room.
Right, okay. So how is the measles spread?
Well, it's the same thing. It's spread by contact.
Is it airborne?
Yes, there's aspects of it. Definitely
airborne.
But it's mostly being in close contact with somebody else. So that involves touching. It involves airborne aspects to it. There's some reports that will say, well, this particular strain of measles isn't airborne. This particular strain of measles is airborne. The thing is, when you know that somebody's got some strong viral infection taking place, you know, you want to think twice before you associate with them in the first place, unless it's something you're not particularly worried about, or if it's something you've had yourself. You've already got lifetime immunity to it.
And is that what you understand is going to happen? If somebody gets the coronavirus, are they going to have lifetime immunity?
Well, I think I heard one
know yet?
So-called expert on TV say, well, you probably only have immunity for a couple of years, which is nonsense. Mm-hmm. Anytime you come across some new microbe that you haven't experienced, you get it in your body. And now the report that was just published in The Economist out of London says that there's probably as many as 28 million Americans that have had the coronavirus, didn't know about it,
yeah,
and which drops the fatality rate now to less than a tenth of 1%, which is on par with the flu, influenza. But if you did get exposed to this, I think
yeah,
so, and if you did get exposed to this, you're going to have lifetime immunity. That's how the immune system works.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say, well, you're only going to be immune for a couple of years. Now, a vaccine, you can say that with a vaccine because they're unnatural. But a natural immunity that comes from a microbe that comes in through the system and your body responds to it as it normally does, you're going to have lifetime immunity.
So to go back to what the AMA has said, and they've got us all by the short hairs, it would seem, or most people who find it easier to take a drug, get a vaccine, if you will. Most of the things that you can become immune to, you can do on your own, but it's not easy. And most people now, certainly in our culture, want to pop a pill, get a shot, and know they don't have to worry about it anymore. So when we come back around to talking about the Z-Pak and the malaria drug and that sort of thing, which is, despite whatever somebody may say that's in a high position somewhere of authority, it still is, for my money, from what I learned from listening to Ken Kronhaus, the best way to go. There are some people now that are touting an arthritis drug that's around that may be in the test phase for coronavirus as well because it keeps the immune system from overreacting. Is there such a... I didn't realize... Well, I guess the white blood cells could start eating each other, right? If there's too much of something...
Well,
like
you're getting into the area what they call the cytokine storm. And cytokines are messengers. Cytokines are messengers inside the immune system. And a cytokine storm is where something triggers an incredibly overreaction to something that's taken place.
Mm-hmm.
And the only analogy I can come up with that is a couple of kids playing in the backyard. They throw a ball through somebody's window. The window fractures, and suddenly 50 policemen show up and just start going through and tearing everything up, trying to find out who threw the softball.
Right.
It's something that it can actually be deadly. I mean, a cytokine storm can actually be deadly, but it happens in people who already have an overreactive immune system because of whatever other causes are present. That is not a normal, natural response in somebody who is naturally healthy otherwise.
Well, that's if so many people are unhealthy because our diets are so unhealthy. This is a chance. A lot of people were hoping that there would be a lot of new things that would come out of this experience. And one of them was how we eat, what we eat, how much we eat, that kind of thing. I think some people have learned, although others are eating nothing but pizza and stuff that is comfort. They refer
to comfort party food. Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's not helping us out at all. But having the new world order of being conscious of your body, what's going on with your body, boy, there are a lot of people that have learned and continue to learn in that department. Dr. Jack Stockwell with me here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with an attention moment. If you are trying to figure out how you're going to pay your taxes this year, you know what? You may not have to, because there's lurking in most people's prior tax returns extra money, $5,000 or more for a lot of people. The folks at Family Tax Service will take your filed returns for the past 3 years. They will analyze them because they're all ex-IRS analyzers and inspectors. They know where the hidden credits are and deductions are available. So if you have already filed to make a difference, give the last three. Well, first thing you do is call the company. Call 800-262-0318. Call that number. Find out. Get the free consultation. Figure out what you can do. Let them see your tax returns. Let them try to provide you with $5,000. If you don't get at least five back, you don't have to pay them for the services. So call them right now. 800-262-0318. Family Tax Service, guaranteeing that you get $5,000 in cash back from the IRS, or you can apply whatever you need to for your tax for this year and don't have to pay. Whatever it is, it's $5,000 of found money. So let's get at it. 800-262-0318 for Family Tax Service.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Anyone can create a podcast on the web. In fact, there are millions of them online. But if you want quality internet talk radio, just remember this address, TalkZone.com. TalkZone is internet talk radio for planet Earth with talented hosts, great guests, and good conversation. Ready to share your thoughts and ideas with a global audience? Become a TalkZone show host yourself. Learn more at TalkZone.com. Internet talk radio for planet Earth. TalkZone.com.
The Good Day Health Program, Dr. Jack Stockwell is here as we examine a lot of different things that are part and parcel of the discussion, your immunity. We've spent a lot of time talking about that. You've got a podcast, I think it's podcast number 3, I remember that, how you can improve your immune system.
Yes, one of our earliest ones.
Yeah, and so we continue to talk about the gut and how important the GI tract is and what happens if something invades you? What happens if, I got a question from somebody about diarrhea. What about diarrhea? What causes diarrhea, Jack, and how do you
get
rid of it?
Well, there's an imbalance in the gut flora. Now, either you have picked up some kind of food poisoning or something else where the body has got to get rid of it as quickly as it possibly can. Anytime you've had a dietary change or medicine change, or started some strong synthetic nutrient or something like that that your body's not familiar with and does not want, you know, it'll open up the trap doors and get things out of there as fast as it can. But people who have habitual diarrhea, just the same as habitual constipation, there's something in the food source that's constantly triggering this, or just an imbalance of the flora that lives inside the gut. Too much of the wrong flora and not enough of the right flora. There's an imbalance that forms. And that's where GAPS comes in. GAPS, gut and psychology syndrome, the relationship between the health of the gut and the function of the brain, which is catching on like wildfire around this planet. 10 years ago, when we first started getting involved with this, you hardly heard the word mentioned. Now it's almost on every health website you can find. And when you can reestablish the proper balance of flora, you know, the microbes that live in our gut that our life mm-hmm. depends upon. These things will disappear sometimes as quickly as overnight.
So a standard process has astragalus. Am I pronouncing that right?
Astragalus, yes.
Yeah, that's very good, is it not?
For the immune system, absolutely.
The immune system.
Mm-hmm.
Certain types of mushrooms. Do they have, you have mushrooms?
Yeah, there's some. There's certain, right? certain types of mushrooms in some of the yeah. products. Yep.
Olive leaf. Is there some of that there? I'm just looking at a list of what one doctor says are the main ingredients in food to make your immune system. I don't olive leaf.
And see, this is stuff we've known for over 100 years. Mm-hmm. And even last year and several years before, when the topic of health was influenza, they would always talk about strengthening the immune system in conjunction with getting your flu shot.
Right.
This whole new coronavirus thing, they never mention. As far as I'm concerned, it's criminal. They never once mention strengthening your immune system, because the people who succumb to this are people they openly admit have, in, you know, compromised bodies.
So
their immune systems aren't working correctly.
I'm looking at an acupuncturist. Well, actually, he's a guy who practices both chiropractic and acupuncture.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been in his clinic in Los Angeles. He's got hydrogen peroxide technology to clear the air. What is there about, in his office, hydrogen peroxide? I gargle with hydrogen peroxide
yeah.
every day. I think that's one of the things that's kept me healthy. So that supposedly kills 99.99% of any kind of negative microbe. Do you ever use stuff like that?
Yeah, for open wounds, yes.
Yeah.
Hydrogen right. peroxide is a very, very unstable compound.
It does,
because what you have is H2O2. You have water with an extra oxygen ion stuck into the compound. So it changes it from water to mm-hmm. hydrogen peroxide. And it wants to get rid of that oxygen as fast as it can, because it's not a natural formation. So whenever you take it internally, or you put it on something, or you aerosolize it into the air, that extra oxygen is looking for something it can jump on as fast as possible. And any microbes that are present do not want that extra oxygen ion, because it will oxidize it. It will kill it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why H2O2, hydrogen peroxide, is such a powerful antibiotic.
Forbidden Doctor is the website. You'll find the Long Life Energy Enzymes there, something I take every morning and every night. It's a fabulous product, and they've created it or developed it themselves there, along with Ageless Thyroid. Check out everything going on and take that supplement, the survey, symptom survey. It's at ForbiddenDoctor.com. You're listening to Good Day Health.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants, as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. Our experienced attorneys are standing by to evaluate whether you have a lung cancer claim that qualifies you for a cash award. The consultation is absolutely free, and there is no risk and no money out of pocket. We only receive a fee when we secure you and your family a settlement. 250,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year. You're not alone in this battle. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe
safe and that medical expenses are covered. Again, if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over age 60, call now. Don't delay. There are deadlines for filing claims. We're standing by 24/7. Call us at 1-855-380-4220. 1-855-380-4220. That's 1-855-380-4220.
Attorney Advertising. William Stepacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Grant, Pennsylvania.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The physical realities of where we are now, an extraneous visit with Dr. Jack Stockwell, always appropriate. He's with us now from his clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. Also has a website called ForbiddenDoctor.com in which he touts many, I don't know if they're strange philosophies, but they're different and they, in my experience, work. So there's always more. One of the old Westerners used to say, "There's more than one way to skin a." You don't skin cats because that's politically incorrect, but skin
a rat. In China, you do.
Yeah, in China, yes, you do. By the way, thank you. The food, the stuff that they eat over there, the kinds of things. I saw something where they eat millions of dogs that they steal from people, and they. You know, we've had this whole business about bats and whether that was part of the coronavirus and other things that they eat. We have a tradition of eating beef and cattle here, which is not something that I care to follow because the cows are my friends and I don't eat my friends. But in some countries they eat horses. Is there something, you know, you're a big proponent of protein in the diet. And whether there are other ways of getting protein, because you and I have had this conversation and you're always scolding me because you think I don't get enough protein because I don't eat meat. I don't eat poultry, a little bit of fish.
Yes.
But what is the alternative for those people who don't, the consciousness makes us sick to think about eating dogs. The Chinese does no good.
Our culture doesn't support that.
But our culture supports eating cows. The Indians think that we are horrible human beings because they value cows in India and don't eat them there. So, you know, when you think about it, every culture has a different way of looking at it. And we look down our noses because we love our dogs. We can't imagine some son of a gun eating our dog. But I've had many cows in my life on my farm who have been my friends, and I can't imagine I fired a guy who raised a steer, and then he was friends with the kids, learned about it, and then unbeknownst to me, he took it to a slaughterhouse and killed it and ate it. And I just couldn't.
Well, that's your culture.
It is. Yeah.
That's your culture, and our culture colors everything that we look at. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I talk about protein, protein is what holds your body together. Now, if you were a stalk of celery, you could probably do just fine eating celery. But you are a mammal, and as such, you have certain protein-fat combinations that are holding your body together, the fascia, the muscles, the tendons, the bones.
Well, collagen, and the collagen that holds it together is a protein.
Well, yes,
requires
a dense protein, and
yeah.
It requires a dense source of protein.
So
you can be a vegetarian, but it's not easy to be a vegetarian and be healthy. Well,
Would you say I was healthy at my stage in life? Would you say I was healthy?
I think you do a very good job at this because you eat fish.
I don't eat that much fish, but okay.
Well,
I take a lot of protein supplements.
Yes, you do. You take a lot of a vegetarian, even as careful as they're
well, there's
to
some
be in today's market,
have protein.
Has to supplement.
There are about a dozen
but they're
different
incomplete.
Green leafy.
They're right. Incomplete proteins.
How do you
now,
mean?
Now, they are fine for herbivores. They're fine for animals that have to eat all day long in order to stay alive.
Cows.
Humans aren't designed that. We're designed to build spaceships and go to Mars. We're designed to create free energy. We're designed to take care of one another, so we don't eat all day long. We eat now and then with dense protein, dense nutrition. And when we move away from that, we get to a point where we put our health up on the chopping block.
All right, so there are podcasts at ForbiddenDoctor.com that deal with that. ForbiddenDoctor.com. Let me talk about, speaking of density and weight-related items, the folks at Calitrin want you to know that this way, they have their business. they at first thought, well, we're going to take off because nobody's going to use this stuff. And then I had some people talk to them and say, you know what, this is really the time for you to be pushing your product because most of the people who are getting the virus and dying from it are obese. They need to lose weight. So they took my advice. It was actually Victoria's advice. And here they are, and they're doing gangbusters, not only on this program, but other programs that they advertise on because their message is simple and true. You want to lose weight? Do it the safe way, the easy way. Go to toploss.com. Check out Calitrin, the only weight loss formula anywhere in the world that's stimulant-free and drug-free. That's it. America's number one choice, the world's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Get on the program. Stay on it. Buy three and get three free. Buy four, get four free. Use the code DJV. You don't have to pay for shipping either at toploss.com. But lose that weight and stay healthy during this problematic time. Thank you, Jack.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.